Construction began on the Stonehenge site over 5,000 years ago. It continued on and off for 1,500 years in three distinct phases. Each involved dismantling of the previous structure. Some of the huge stones, each weighing up to 50 tons, were transported hundreds of miles from the Preseli Mountains in Wales to the monument site on Salisbury Plain in southwest England.
If you imagine this in the process of construction, these enormous stones, which would have looked so much bigger before they were stood up, because so much of the megaliths are now hidden under the ground, and the huge pits that were dug to hold these stones, the vast teams of people needed to move the stones across the landscape, and all this activity would have made a huge impression on people.
The biggest question is, what drove the community to spend so much time and energy in building such a structure?
From the moment it was conceived, Stonehenge had a meaning to the people who built it.
Most archaeologists have thought that Stonehenge was built as a temple to the sun. The thousands who still gather to witness the summer solstice sunrise believe they are reliving a ceremony that dates back to the origins of Stonehenge. And they believe the pre-Christian Druid movement was responsible for the monument.
I'm from the British Druid Order, and I'm here because it's the summer solstice today, which in our religion is one of the eight major festival days. At the summer solstice, we celebrate the fact that the sun's at its most powerful.
The first record of the Druids is from the 3rd century BC. That's over 1,000 years after Stonehenge was completed, so it's unlikely they were responsible for building the monument.
We're no longer so sure whether or not the Druids built Stonehenge. In the mid-18th century, it was sensible to say they were, because they are the only prehistoric British priests we ever knew about. Now we know that prehistory went on for thousands of years.
If the Druids did worship at Stonehenge, it's probable they adopted it as a temple, but didn't build it. Even if the Druids didn't build it, the accepted explanation is that it was built as a temple to the sun. But according to one anthropologist, Lionel Sims, it was constructed for a very different reason. He believes that a Neolithic or Stone Age man built Stonehenge to witness not sunrise on the summer solstice, but sunset on the winter solstice.
At first sight, it looks like Stonehenge. Every summer solstice, we all go to Stonehenge to celebrate collective air and hopefully a bit of nice weather. But for Neolithic people, the reason to go there was to observe when winter solstice sun set for the start of the longest night. That's a very different reason to be at Stonehenge.